Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast. We have a very special guest today joining all the way from South Africa. We got Peter Toussaint joining the podcast. Hi Peter.
Hello.
I hope I said your last name correctly.
You actually did it perfectly.
So how's the morning, Peter, in South Africa?
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's an early 10 o'clock. Beware, I'm a musician. 10 o'clock is early. So I've just had my first cup of coffee and a cigarette and played last night. And life is good. It's beautiful summer morning here. So, yeah, fantastic.
So how is South Africa? Is live music back? Is everything back to normal now?
Live music is back, but in a limited way. First of all, venues are limited to 50% capacity. So you don't have the full crowd going. And of course, that also has financial implications because apart from that, and I think that goes all around the world, Everyone has been hit by this fantastic pandemic and nobody's got money.
Right. So how was the last 2 years, for example, 2020 and 2021 for you?
Hard. It was difficult. We launched our first EP. We recorded that at the end of 2019, and we had planned the launch in April in 2020, and right. that was just when everything locked down, and but we couldn't do anything. And that is, it's hard to take. You all of a sudden, from the one day to the other, the one thing that you do and that you make your living off is it's not happening anymore. It's so it was hard, and the only way I could stay sane was to start writing and recording. That was actually the only thing that kept me going, and I am in a position where I do teach. I teach guitar and performance, and that I could keep doing. But they were hard times, and I was very happy that at least I could start performing again.
Right. Yeah. So in the Philippines, I mean, I think live music just started, more of like the pub and stuff, like acoustic stuff. So it started just now. But the thing is, it's always like up and down. One week it will be okay, and next week they will say, no, it's, you cannot go into the bars anymore. So it's really...
Yeah. There will come a day. There will come a day when we can all just do festivals. Oh, I miss festivals. And they are here slowly starting again, but still in a very limited way.
Right. So Peter, what are your like favorite festivals?
Here in South Africa, we've got in South Africa, we've got a couple of great, well, we used to have a couple of great festivals, and we have one in Mozambique, which is whispered to be taking place again. It's called Strab. the nice, it's actually a very small festival. It normally has about, I think they limit it to just over 1,000 tickets, but it is right on the beach, and all the musos, the bands are actually invited and urged to come from the beginning to the end of the festival. So you have a 5-day party, which is amazing. And you have a stage where you sit with your, there's two stages, and the one you sit with your back to the ocean, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's my favorite place to be. And I know it's a small festival, but it is so good.
Right. Yeah, because I used to go to this festival called Pulp Summer Slam, which is a festival in the Philippines. So I went to that festival 12 years straight. I never missed one. And then last 2020, we were supposed to have a big festival with Iron Maiden was the headliner, and then it got, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, small comfort. We are not alone in this world. I think the whole world is suffering, but it's slowly getting there.
Getting there, right? So, Peter, tell me a little bit about your childhood. I know you're not born in the South Africa, right? So you're from Poland, right? So tell me a little bit about your childhood, and what's your earliest memory of music?
Okay, I grew up in a family where I was the youngest son, and I still have a sister. So we were five children, and I was number four. Mm. I'll come back to that later. My brothers, they all had the biggest hi-fi that they could get. And we're all competing in the house in playing music loud. So I grew up in a house full of music. My mom was also musical. She played guitar and piano. And actually, I only found out later that she had a guitar. Because I remember the first time I did see a guitar, I must have been like four or five, and I want that. From as young as I can remember, I wanted to be a musician. And here we are. And my brothers, they played back in the day. They used to play the oldest one. He would play a lot of Beatles. He was a Beatle fan, and the second one played Pink Floyd, and the third one played Deep Purple. So I was influenced by this mix of classically composed music, if you can call Pink Floyd and the Beatles classical, and old school hard rock. Mm. And I think that formed my musical taste.
It's like your brothers is like, you know, it's actually like the history of music, right? It's
yeah. Yeah, they gave me the love for music. And I started playing guitar when I was eight years old. Before that, I first had to do a year of music theory, which I have no idea how you can do that to a child. It's a miracle I started playing guitar after all. But I did. And also that was classical Spanish guitar, which is also a miracle that I still stay playing music. And it was only later that I discovered, hey, you can play chords and you can play, and then you can play the music that you like, the music that, so later on, when I started teaching guitar, I knew the first thing I must teach someone is how to play your favorite song on a guitar. And I can teach you a couple of chords, and within, depending on how much you practice, but within a week or two, you can play your favorite song. And that was something I didn't have. But I played guitar. At some point, I bought an electric guitar. And I played my first gig when I was 15. Mm. And it kept going from there.
Right. So you had a couple of, you were part of several bands, right? So what was your like first band that you started or joined?
Of course I had with my school friends, and actually with my brother, who is my youngest brother, who is a drummer. I had a couple of school bands. And that grows. I think my very first real serious band was a band, and that was still in the Netherlands, called De Niro, named after Robert De Niro. The singer was a big fan of Robert De Niro, so he named the band De Niro. With that band, we toured through the Netherlands and in Europe, and we had a couple of hit singles, and
I actually saw you uploaded one of the De Niro songs, like Flushing Boulevard.
When I was a young boy,
I couldn't really figure out which one was you from the video.
that's correct. Well, I was the lead guitarist in that band.
Right. I actually had the thought that maybe the band was named after Robert De Niro, but I was right. Right.
yeah. Correct. Fun times.
Right. So how did you end up in South Africa?
Let's say it's a love story. Boy meets girl on the internet. And one thing led to another. And she at some point, why don't you come over to South Africa? And that happened. And I stayed. And unfortunately, the relationship ended, but I stayed in South Africa.
Right. So I actually have a similar story, because I was born in Sri Lanka. So And I live in the Philippines, and then I met my wife here. So I decided to stay here. So I'm here for like 16 years now.
Yeah. Very similar story.
Right. So how is, like, when you moved into South Africa, like what I know about Netherlands is, like, you know, everybody does very, very organized. It's very, you know, everybody cycles and everybody's very polite and conscious about like society. How is it different from South Africa? Like, how is South Africa different from that? How is it?
it's a world apart. As you say, the Netherlands is extremely organized. Everything has to go following protocol, following rules. Whereas in South Africa, we all just, of course, the rules are there, but actually nobody cares that much. And I like that. And especially as a musician, of course, it makes it a lot easier. You just go, I'll go play here, without having to fill in a stack of forms for just about anything. Right. So that makes it, I like that. I like that.
Right. So, Peter, I actually, you know, I mean, I've been listening to a lot of rock music from very young, all right. But I only discovered South African music scene only like in 2020. I didn't know it actually exists. Like I got contacted by Devo, right? The Devo that organized this thing. So, and then that's how I actually got to know there is a South African metal scene and rock scene, and there's so many bands and so many venues, a lot of stuff happening. And I was like, where did all this, like, yeah, actually, and there's so much talent there. So what's your idea about the scene there, like, especially the rock scene, what you are connected to?
As you say, there's a lot happening. The only thing that we are having difficulty with is radio. South African radio is not into rock music at all. We have had hit singles. We are now having our new single out, and it's still hard, and you really have to push to get it on South African radio. So from that point of view, it's difficult, but there are so many amazing bands. There is so much talent. That's really fantastic.
Right. So I assume one of the reasons you decided to stay, probably music and all the scene as well, right? Probably that had an influence as well. And right. So tell me about the Fourth Sun South, how this band came to be, and what's the story behind it?
Cool. At some point, because I have, and I'm still playing in actually in several bands here in South Africa. But I wanted to do something myself. It's nice to be the lead guitarist in a band and do some harmony vocals. But at some point, I would like to see what happens. So I started playing solo gigs, just the acoustic gigs. I actually still do it. And at some point, my friend, who is also the bass player in one of my other bands, he was at the gig and he says, "Hey, I've got my bass here. Can I just join in?" I said, "No, by all means." And so we started playing together, and then I had one of my other friends who's drummer and plays drums in that is a blues band, the Fake Leather Blues Band. The drummer said, "Hey, can I join you guys?" I said, "Nah, that's cool." And we were playing covers, as one does in the club scene, because people want to hear a lot of covers. But I started writing own songs as well, and we then decided, now actually this is no longer just Peter, this is a band. Very originally, we first called it the Peter T Band. I know. it's not so very original, but the drummer changed, we got a new drummer, and we played gigs, and I got the advice, why don't you get an extra guitarist, because when you play lead solos, it's nicer if that music just continues. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you've got a point. So we got an extra guitarist in. Then more changes. The extra guitarist, who is actually a drummer, went on drums, got another guitarist, we recorded our first EP, and now I'm talking in 2019. And before launching that EP, I was told, dude, Peter T Band is not a name for a band. Get yourself a proper name.
Name.
Okay, and now here I come back to what I said. I've got three elder brothers. I'm the fourth son.
Right.
And I come from the Netherlands, and I went south to South Africa. Fourth son, south. Okay, that's a cool name. That's a cool name. I only realized later, try pronouncing that five times quickly in a row, and it is a real tongue twister. Okay, too late. So we had the EP out. Then came the whole pandemic thing, and I started writing the songs. I started writing songs just to stay positive, to not become depressed. And those songs, before I knew it, I had a whole lot, and I just took whatever was what fitted together, and that became The Sounds Around Your Head. And we launched that in November 2020. Thank goodness we could at least launch it with a good concert. And we had several hit singles of that that album. Yeah, and we've been going on since.
Yeah, from that album, I really loved your track, The Reflections.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a very nice song for me. Yeah, and then Peter, can you tell me, like, so you had a lot of changes on the lineup, and then
yeah,
the current version of Fourth Son South is there. So who is part of the band now? Who is in the lineup?
I will tell you. On drums, we have Karel Viljoen, and I must mention that I'm not okay. It's very impolite, but let me start with myself. I write the songs. Well, this week, for the first time, we started writing together, because up till now, I had written everything. I do the lead vocals and the lead guitar. On drums, I have Karel Viljoen, and he also does harmony vocals. Oh, one of my ears goes out. On the second guitar, Dale McCarty, and he also does harmony vocals. And on bass, Bernard Viljoen, and that is the brother of Karel Viljoen, and he is our newest addition to the band. The previous bass player said it's all becoming a bit too much for me, and I'm going to leave you guys soon. So we had to find a new bass player, and preferably someone who can also sing. That's actually a difficult thing, to find bass players who can also do harmony vocals, because most bass players, they like to sit in the back and just do their thing on the bass. But yeah, we found Bernard, who plays bass and can sing as well. So that's it.
Right. So Peter, you actually have a song. You had a single in, I believe it's in 2021, called Hold On. And I when I look at Spotify, that single was doing very well.
It was. Right? It actually still is.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
I think that was a real conscious effort to to describe the whole situation in our pandemic. At the sounds around your head, I really tried to write positive songs. And that was, as I said, also to not fall into depression myself. Right. Then I started writing new songs, and Hold On was really the song where I said, I would like to give people some courage, some really, I know times are hard at the moment, and it is not easy, but just do your thing, and we will get there. That's the story of Hold On.
Yeah, because it's very, that's probably why I really loved it also, because when the pandemic started, I used to be a person who was like going to concerts every month. I was traveling and I was going, like, in 2019, I went to 61 shows. So 2019, but in 2020, I could go only 8. So, you know, so it was completely like, it kind of like the world fell apart, really, like, and then I got stuck at, like, I just have to stay in a room and just do only the work, which, right? So even in this podcast, what I realized is, when I was talking to people, especially during those last 2 years, a lot of people were going through the same, maybe they were not like completely depressed, but they were having those thoughts, and they couldn't really talk to anybody, and they were going through it. So it was really, I think it was really important that I also discovered that it's important to talk about these things, and like talk to your family, talk to your friends. And if you really need help, you go and get professional help, because this thing that, like, you know, especially for men, people think that men shouldn't be like talking about these things. Like, men should be very strong, and they shouldn't talk about it. Yeah, so I think the mental health aspect is really something that we really learn from the pandemic, right? What really needs.
It's what must you do? Your world falls apart, especially if you are in any way in the entertainment industry. Your means of income, all of a sudden, from one day to the next, falls away. And when that is your life, and part of you define yourself with what you do, and all of a sudden you can't do it anymore. Many people had that; they felt useless, worthless, and I think that is the most important message from Hold On, is just stick in there, buddy. Do what you do. You are good enough. Mm. We are just living in a horrible time, but you will get there.
Right. Peter, you, before Fourth Sun South, I really have difficulty saying that, as you said, you say it to you. Fourth Sun South. Before that, you had some, you actually wrote some solo stuff. So which one song that I really love from your solo stuff is, you have a song called Home. So
yes.
Which home are you talking about? South Africa or Holland?
No, I'm talking about home that is in your heart.
Right.
When you are in a place and with people that where you are loved, then you are home. And that doesn't matter where you are. So it's, as so many stories, it's actually a love story. And when you get that special person, and then you are home. Yeah. That comes from, indeed, my solo album, One Day. It was also in a period where I had, okay, what am I going to do now? I'm going to write songs. And I wrote songs, and I was very good at making music, but writing lyrics, I at that time still had quite some difficulty with. And I would write music, and I would write a melody line on guitar as well. And the original idea was, later when I have lyrics, that is going to be the melody line for the vocals. And I sent off a couple of those demos, and the response was, what do you mean lyrics? This is a beautiful song. It's just an instrumental song. And from there on, I started working. Okay. I'm going to write a lot more. So I wrote, as one does, a whole bunch. And then I started discovering there's a pattern here. I'm writing songs about places, and I'm writing songs about times of the day. And then I organized the songs that I had into one day, starting from the morning until the night. And actually, I still wrote a couple more to fill in the gaps. And that became the album One Day. And I had that one song where I did have lyrics, and I still want to put it on. So I put it as a hidden track on the end of the album, because the rest of the album was actually a continuous play, as in you don't have songs and then 2 seconds nothing, and then no, that's continued through with music and sounds. It was a very nice album. It was a good experience. Yeah, and I enjoyed making it. And the song Home still lives on, because we made an electric version of it and put it on the Sounds Around Your Head. And I still play it both in solo shows and with the band.
Right. I actually browsed through your YouTube channel, and I saw this acoustic cover of you were doing a David Bowie cover, right? Space Oddity.
Yeah. Well, that's a typical example of when I play alone, because yes, people would like to hear play some Force and South songs, and also play some of your own original songs. But we also want, in the pub vibes, we also want to hear some music that we already know from the radio. And yes, fans know my music as well, but there's always those people. For all the musicians, I guess we all know it. You are playing in the song, and halfway through the song, somebody comes on stage and says, "Hey, can you please play Bohemian Rhapsody?" Ladies and gentlemen, that is never going to happen. Especially not when you're playing alone on your acoustic guitar. But yeah, I like playing the various covers, and it's good for your soul.
Right. Because I was watching this science fiction TV series, and then there was one episode, like in the episode they actually had David Bowie's song, like the aliens were actually playing it, and that song, that particular song. And then I came into your YouTube, and when I was browsing, and then I found the same cover. It's like I personally believe actually David Bowie is probably an alien. Right.
Yeah.
I think he, David Bowie, maybe Prince, also probably another alien.
Especially Prince. I mean, unfortunately, both of them have left us. Prince was, of course, we all know him as this songwriter and singer, but not many do know that he was actually one of the best guitarists that there was. Fantastic. And not only did he play, he played all instruments.
Yeah. And then he actually, I think a lot of people don't know that Prince actually brought a lot of new artists, right? He trained a lot of artists. He released new artists. Even, you know, this lady, this famous actress, the Carmen Electra, she actually has an album that Prince produced.
Yes. Yeah. No, he was a powerhouse. He liked to collaborate with people. He was, even though, of course, we don't know him personally, people like to say, you know, he had this huge ego because he was not so tall himself. But he pushed his colleague artists as well and let them fly on their own. And I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. So Peter, you have a 22, this year also you have another EP, Machine, right? And then you have a great single on that called Tomorrow's Better. And this is not just Fourth Sun South. You actually have a featuring artist on there as well, Melissa Osborne, right? Who's so tell me about this single, and then I know that you're going to have a music video out. So tell everybody about it.
Okay. Now, I was writing this song, and when I started with the lyrics, I had this is a duet, and I must get someone, and of course, preferably a lady. I had seen Melissa perform. I had seen her perform solo. However, she also plays together with both Carol and Bernard. And so it was easy to get her contact details. And I asked her the question, I'm busy with the song and I would love you to do the lead vocals on that. And I sent her the music and she said, wow, no, that's fantastic. So she came here to the studio, and for those who have heard the song, you may have noticed that the time signature of the verses are not your normal 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, because most musicians can only count to four. No, this one actually is in 7. So I thought, well, I wonder how she's going to do that. But she came here in studio and she nailed it. And she's got this absolute beautiful voice. So very happy about that. A couple of weeks ago, we went to shoot the video. The video is ready, but not released yet. I think it's going to be released nearing the end of this month. So that's in a week or 2 weeks. I actually have not gotten a date yet for that. we have a teaser out. And that is available on our social media. So there's you can see a snippet of Melissa and myself in the woods. Can't wait for that.
Right. Rock video without the woods is not a rock video, right?
I've heard, especially in Finland, there are woods where you can find lost metal bands that have been wandering in the woods for weeks.
Yeah, they said that the forest rangers, they're the main job is to like escort all these metal musicians who go to shoot like black metal videos and stuff like that in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah, now for this one, I had come. Let's not do a live setting where we play. As you noticed from my choice of band name, I'm very creative when it comes to making music, but those visuals, I leave that to other people. So I asked our videographer, here's the music, here's the lyrics, this is what it is about, and Tomorrow's Better is about stories about life. I think also with kind of the same message, you are good enough, and tomorrow's going to be better. And he came up with a storyboard and just says, okay, guys, next Sunday, this is where we're going, and this is what you're going to do. Okay. I'm just doing my thing.
Right. So Peter, with that song, like, tomorrow's going to be better. So what are you looking forward to the rest of the year and maybe next year?
Well, first of all, we do hope that, of course, the situation is going to continue improving. We hope that everyone keeps their wits, stay sane, stay positive, and be nice to one another. For the band, concerts are going to pick up. We do really hope that the international travel is going to be a bit more easy, because that has been absolutely very difficult. If international travel becomes easier, then we can really start touring again. Let's hope that everything improves, but it will, because tomorrow is better.
So, Peter, what's your message to the fan of this podcast who's going to watch this, who's going to listen to this?
It's very simple. Guys, please be gentle to another. Everyone is having a difficult time, but it is so easy to just be nice. Just be nice. Doesn't cost you anything, and it can mean the world to anyone who needs that extra bit of positive energy. And listen to Fourth Sun South. It will help. You can find us anywhere. The easiest way is to go into your Google or whatever you search for and type in Fourth Sun. Not that thing in the sky. No, the son of your mother. Fourth Sun South. And you will find our social media. You will find our music. If you type that in on your favorite music consumption platform, such as Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, what else do we have? Deezer, TikTok. You will find us there as well. And hey, music with a silver lining, but then rock music.
Right. Actually, I heard there are actually 200 streaming sites. I don't know. I only know like five, probably.
Yeah. We are supposed to be on all of them.
Right. So Peter, thanks for joining this podcast. I really enjoy this conversation, and I'm looking forward to, you know, your music video coming out, and then also new music. And all the best with your future plans, and hope tomorrow will be better.
Let's hope that this year or maybe next year we can finally make that international tour. And if we come into the Philippines, then I hope to see you there.
Right. So Peter Toussaint, everybody, thanks, Peter. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you very much.